Thank you for joining us for our Daily Phil devotional. Take a moment to pray and ask God to prepare your heart to hear from Him.
Hi, this is John Riley with today's Daily Devotional. It's called The Word's Words. Words matter in John's Gospel. Words are emphasized. God's words, Jesus' words, and Jesus as the Word from John 1:1. This pattern comes up a lot. God gives words to Jesus, and Jesus passes them on to people. Jesus prays about that pattern in John chapter 17 and reports to God his Father that the disciples believe his words are from God and are true. Here's the prayer. I have revealed you to those whom you gave me out of the world. They were yours, you gave them to me, and they have obeyed your word. Now they know that everything you have given me comes from you, for I gave them the words you gave me, and they accepted them. They knew with certainty that I came from you, and they believed that you sent me. John chapter 17, verses 6 through 8. Note the process. The disciples believed that Jesus was from God. Therefore, they accepted Jesus' words as from God, and they obeyed as a result. Believers follow that same process today, and there's a connection that happens by knowing God through Jesus' perfect life, death on the cross, and victory over death. The connection with him is the most wonderful part of life, and obedience flows from that wonder through faith. I like how Charles Spurgeon put it. Here goes. The Lord must be your first portion before you will be able to keep his words. How can a man keep what he has not received? Without God to be our portion, where will the strength come from to accomplish so difficult a duty as the keeping of God's words? See to it, all of you, that you do not reverse the order. Do not, as the old proverb says, put the cart before the horse. Let all things come in their due course and keep due rank, for mischief comes from the wrong placing of things. First, receive from divine grace until thou canst say, thou art my portion, O Lord. And then give forth by daily service what God has worked within and say, I will keep thy words. That was Charles Spurgeon's sermon, Our God, our portion, and his word, our treasure, delivered on September 2nd, the year 1877. Jesus taught his disciples this pattern. It came up in John 15, too. See if you can fill in these blanks. I am the vine, you are the blank. Verse 5. If you blank in me, you will bear much blank. Verse 5 also. If my blank remain in you, ask whatever you wish, and it will be done for you. Verse 7. If you longer blank, you will remain in my love. Verse 10. That one might be the hardest to remember. Obey my commandments. It was. If you can fill in all those blanks, then repeat those truths about connecting with Jesus and keeping his words alive through you. If not, read up on John 15 and put his words to heart until you can. That's the challenge. Thanks for listening. This is John Riley, the junior high pastor at Emmanuel Faith, your partner in ministry.
Daily Phil Devotionals is a ministry of Emmanuel Faith Community Church. If you'd like to learn more about our church, read more devotionals, listen to our sermons, or give to our ministries, please visit efcc.org.